ही प्रणाम पात्र। मुझे देर नहीं है
अभी चाहते
तो हम मूवी से आप रिकॉर्ड दे दें गुरु because he knows the heart of Krishna and Krishna is the Buddha, so he knows the Buddha. Why he thinks that he has told Srimad Bhagavatam परीक्षित महाराज जो सभा सभा में क्या हो गया है? कौन जमुना? कौन जमुना? हेलो ब्लड ब्लड हो चुका बैठ जाए वहाँ पर, आप मत ले उसको बुला दे बैठ जाए क्या पता नहीं बैठे आपने समझे नहीं होता। कोई आएगा तो कहता अभी रख दो तो कुछ राधा जी को कृष्ण को दे दो जा राधा कृष्ण को पढ़ा दो वो मत खाई तो anywhere in any epic up till now has not been described. So, explain to the reason that what you have told the Parikshit. I want to hear again and I want to have idea of your life.
Yeah.
In, of your life move. I want to. Not only to know. Very much different between knowing and realizing. And it can be realized only by the realized soul. Only a jnani person cannot make any person realize. So you are realized told about this, the rest of the it has not been explained anywhere else other than human life. As a great to know and to realize all this. So you can only do because you are only authorized for doing, qualified to do. Another person is known, authorized and qualified to do. So, by praying this, you should begin our this 33 slope. Ittham Sukh Uvacha. Ittham Bhagavato Gupta. यहो दिगहल्यवान दिगहल्यम तापम तदंतु उपस्थिता पिता यह रात लीला संविजन At last end is the Lila of Mahabhava, not less than Mahabhava. Because Anurag cannot reach here. Anurag means Yajyasoda, Nanda Baba, and the Sakha. They cannot also reach. So it begins from Mahabhava and goes up to last thing. Have you any conception of Mahabhava? हम पहले तो यू कैन नॉट कंसेप्शन एनी आइडिया एनी ज्ञान नॉलेज
Then,
in this world, only sadhana bhakti can be done. And after that, to some extent, bhav, sadhana bhakti, sadhana bhakti and bhav. But the most matured state of bhav is not somehow possible in this physical body, this material body. Even bhav cannot, full bhav cannot be in this. Only some extent. What is called sadhana, sadhana bhakti? All sadhans are not called sadhana bhakti. It has a special definition. When sadhana is done to Udayakarana, means awaken bhav. Then it is called sadhana. If there is any sadhana to please, it is not sadhana bhakti. No? Because it is not part gaining power. It can make a platform. But this should not be called to erect a temple, to do sankirtan or chant, to hear, it will not be called sadhana. If it is not part of awakening bhav. If I bring kirtan here, so that so many gatherings should come here. And they should praise my all these things. I am doing Janmashtami with a very vast scale. There are so many things to see. What is called?
Exhibition.
And so Prasad distribution, less persons and devotees are coming and seeing, going and seeing this, we are now satisfied. And we have fulfilled, we are fulfilled. Safalta? We are satisfied. Is it called our kirtan and saman and then anusthan for bhava bhakti? Understand? If here there are low classes of adhikari, not good qualified, I should not tell this fact. So I don't want that unqualified person to be here. If he thinks that what Rupa Goswami has told in Bhaktivinoda Swami saying that through this function, what is that sir? You know?
Bahu Arambha.
There is a word.
So that's different. Praise is coming, wealth is coming, so all persons are coming, everything is coming. And how goes it anywhere else? So, our sadhana should be like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and like Binda Mangala. One is to attend Rati. If you are chanting in Harina, remember it is Krishna. It will not be unfruitful. It will certainly be a samsung. And we see it, and we realize it. So much wealth comes, so much wealth, so much reputation, so much disciples, so much everything. So it is not hard. It is happening. It will not so stop. When we especially care for obtaining that kind of power in one way.
Yes, single mind.
Fixed in one point.
Only for how? Not for other things. Then we can obtain how or may not. If Krishna and his what? Associations are so much. Being so hard, sadhan bhajan, yet it is too durlabha. It is too durlabha. Bhava bhakti is too durlabha. Sadhan bhakti is not too durlabha. But bhava bhakti is too durlabha. So it should be one point. How, seeing bhava and going in this state in knowledge. Very hard. If there are someone think easily, this bhakti, samana kirtan smaran, can be easily, it can give Vaikuntha bhakti and everything. But how can it? How? Then, by chance, by a person, good person, by the associations of Krishna and by Krishna, it how is the essence. Then bhava bhakti will at that time it will call, then it denotes, it refers to prema bhakti. Otherwise it is not bhava bhakti. If you refer to braja bhakti, prema bhakti, prema bhakti means braja bhakti. You are not referring. And your bhava has come and your rati has come. But it can go to Vaikuntha. It can go to lower than four muktis, you know. It can. If you have not one point to go to prema bhakti and braja bhakti, you can direct your bhav back to Mathura, also to Dwarka, also to Ajodhya, also to Ajodhya. So all bhav bhakti should be one point. And sadhine bhavije jaha siddhite paive staha. What you will think at the time of sadhana, you will have that thing in sadhana. No? So we should have made our bhav so that, because this is abhas of prema bhakti, rati. the rays of
sun.
Sun, Prem rupees sun. So, in five rasas, and especially in Sringar or Madhurra, there are so many branches, left and left branches. Where do you go? What branch you will have to So somehow you will have to decide it. These are things, points, by which we can help the reality. I'm not telling of jnana. By reading books and here and we can do jnana. But not a reality. At the time of bhava, you have to know by any Vaishnava how to make our bhakti mixed with bhava, vibhava, sattvic, dharikari also. So what you will think in bhava, we can achieve in the same thing. Only the state unripe and ripe. So everything should be cleared here. When it is cleared, then comes prem. Prem is immortal. But what we see in this world, or everything is mortal. This is this upakshan of Srimad Bhagavatam. Christian gopi, descendant, and loving affair to each other. When you will think anything of prem, you will think of only mortal prem. Krishna took the hand of gopi, but everything is about prem here. The star of prem.
Essence
of prem is sneha. Essence of sneha is man or pranay. After that, sneha, man, pranay, rag, then anurag, then bhav and mahabhav. The Swarupa of Srimati Radhika is of Mahabhava, and the Swarupa of all gopis are Mahabhava. Nothing material, no space there, from where the mortal things can enter. Understand? So it is beyond. Here, rag means, at first we should take prem. What is prem? In definition we see that prem Shuddha Sattva, the Shuddha Sattva. Comes in fully. Sandra, Sandratma. Sandratma nane? Deep.
Condensed.
Condensed heat, prem. This is the sarupa of prem. At that time, mamata towards Krishna becomes too much, see. And the bhava mood of mata makes him something, makes so much dilute heart.
Melting.
क्या इसी का प्रेमर डिफिनेशन था सम्यक मत संयुतो शांत ममता अति शांकित भाव सांद्रात्मा एव
विधाय
प्रेम निगम इफ देर इज अ प्रेम बट नॉट हार्ट मेल्टिंग दीज आर कमिंग Like Kadamba.
Hairs are standing on
it. Everything is coming out. Ashtatattivita. But heart is not melted. Then you should think that it is rasa dushta. Actually, no bhav, no prem. Rasa bhav, artha rasa dushta. Heart to be melted by watching mamata. Mamata is secondary thing. It is tatastha lakshan. Understand? Tatastha lakshan. And sarup lakshan is sandratma. Sandratma means prem has come up to the stage of sneha. Loving to Krishna. This love, affection is your sandrasya. And mamata comes automatically. Then when it develops, this body cannot tolerate. Then goes to man. Me, man, pranay, arad. When our chitta vritti, Chitta-vritti means kya?
Consciousness.
It's quite colored in red. Anurag. That is called rag. When a cotton, fresh cotton, is given in very deep red color. And if everything, every part, its atoms are also
colored red,
then it is called rag. And then one color, and again, minute by minute, it is new color of coming. Then it is called and to the extreme of this anurag, it is called bhav. When anurag goes away in such a state that it is called Swayam Samvedya Dasa and comes up to Javad Asya Vritti, then this anurag is called Mahabhava. All the gopis are of same Mahabhava. What is Swayam Samvedya Dasa? If anyone knows himself only, no other knows, it is called Swasambhidya. If any fact, only you know, others don't know, Swa means yourself. Vedya means to know. Here, they are not telling to us, but they are telling about Anurag. When Anurag extends himself up to the last point of Anurag, And anuragi only can know anuragi. Only anurag knows that. That is called swasambhavita. Some more clarification is needed. Jiva Goswami is telling that this anurag is only in gopis, heart. Because gopis' heart and their body, everything has been made by this thing. Like a clay pot is made of clay. So everything is clay. Mind, soul, eyes, heart, everything is made of anurag. And anurag is fully in gopi. So gopis can know too. What gopis knows, that is called no other thing. No things of Dwarka or Mathura or anyone or Ajodhya things of, because anurag is not there. So fair anurag is, by that anurag we can know Krishna. How beautiful he is, how he is sweet, how his bansi is sweet, what his bansi tells, how he attracts whole world and to his heart, how his past anurag is so sweet. There are four kinds of special things in Krishna. Rung Madhuri, Gun Madhuri, Lila Madhuri, Gun Krishna. And Gopi only tests them in extent. No bound.
No limit.
No limit. If Dwarkavasini, they will hear the sweet voice of Bhakti, but they will not be so much attracted as Gopi as. It is so sweet, but if comes hears the sweet voice of Bhakti, he will be attracted or not? Why? Because he has no anurag. What anurag? He has not even sadhā. So a person who has no sadhā, no bhāv, no rati, no prem, no sneha, if a man has some sneha, it can hear something. So they will admire the prince of Dwarka, but they will not play in the rag. They will feel shame. How to play? Oh, all are things. How to be naked? How to live all others? Our children have grown so up. They are bound to their gurujan. But gopis have so much anurag that by hearing or seeing any of four, they become mad, and at that time they know anything to think. Whether it is justice or injustice, nyaya or anyaya, or what is bad or wrong, they have nothing. Anurag is there. So to whom this anurag is found, only they can know this. How Krishna is so perfect? So it is called anurag. Swasambhavita dasa. Now Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur tells him in different in philosophical studies so that we under all these things. qualification. He can have some, become so lowered down himself, define this thing. He is telling that without anurag anyone cannot realize Krishna beauty, Krishna madhurya. If anyone has anurag, they can realize it. And the matter is this, that if depends on the degree of anurag to realize the madhuris of Krishna. If the degree is low, his relation will be low. If the degree of anurag is high, then there realization will be high. If it is Purna, relation is Purna. If it is Purnatar, relation will be Purnatar. And if realize is
Purnatam,
Purnatam, their realization also should be. It depends on Sangha. To know this, we should think also there are some points. Anything concerning, I will ask about this. And if you will not answer, I will tell go out of room. Any of ladies also. Tomorrow I will ask. This is no use. This is not that what is happening. Oh, Ghanta Hale Yamrat will be upon. Pantalis Moon Kali Gali. Say Pantalis. Dekha Lagha. Only I will tell 35 because I am not here. I want to finish this. This is not that what is happening. Telling only to know and to realize Krishna is so merciful, is so madhur, his words are so sweet, he is so beautiful, and his bansi is so sweet, his goon qualities are so sweet. Without anurag we cannot know, we cannot realize. This anurag manifest in three ways. Three prakar se prakashit hota hai. First as a karan. Karta, karma, karan. Karta mani subject. Karma mani object. And karan mani by means. I karta. Mango karma, I am eating mango, eating is kriya, verb, and I am eating mango by the help of knife. That's the thing. This is karan. Karan means karta, karma, karan. This is what? Means.
Cause.
Cause. No? These things actually are needed to realization of that Krishna Madhuri. If there is anurag, by anurag we can test Krishna all Madhuri. If there is no anurag, then we cannot test. Here is the current, cause. Understand? Truth on Raj, well, not on Raj, we cannot realize anything of that. So, Anurag here is cause of realization. And it depends on Sambit. No? At first, Sambit comes in the shape of Jnana, knowledge. And that knowledge with Rasik Vaishnava turns into Rasa, and then it is called Bhav, mood. And it descends from Prem to Mahabhav, Madan Bhuta. He is my son, this is only knowledge. No? But by seeing the son there, then son, mother is here, and milk comes out from her breast. Why it came? Why it came?
Because of affection.
Now that knowledge that he is my son has turned into Mamata, Sneha. So, living so much distance, 100 and 1,000 miles it may be, but here milk comes, or tears are coming, only to remember by this, not by touching and seeing. Anyhow, when it touches in heart. So, Jnana lifts here knowledge. And Prem, Sneh, Maan, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, Bhav.
Anywhere described in वैदिक उपनिषद एपिक उपनिषद पुराण एनी पैर दिस फर्स्ट टाइम रास लीला इज नॉट एक्सप्लेन एज दे गो सम है एक्सप्लेन इन दिस स्पेशली इट इज नॉट वर्ल्ड लीला Krishna is master of Atmaram and Atpakam. Gopis are more Atmaram and Atpakam than Krishna also. Krishna has some wishes for himself to taste, but Gopis have no taste at all, no smell of taste. Then when we think about Krishna, Krishna is more superior than gopis. And when we see gopis, then it seems that gopis are more superior than gopis. Who's superior? It cannot be decided. Not anyone can decide forever. Krishna only wants the happiness of gopis, and gopis want they have told also that these are our leela. If
he gets victory
upon calm, Brahma, Narad, Indra, Shankar, all were defeated by Shankar. All defeated. Here, in this Rasa-lila, it is shown that Kama, which is his whole sena, army, attacked on Krishna. With so many good bumps and everything, but yet he was defeated. Brahma was defeated in a moment. Shankar was also defeated, not by Kam, but yet by Kam, by Mohini Roop. But Krishna so pleasant, full, fair, on the bank of Yamuna, and everything was helpful for some day, and lakhs and lakhs of Kishori gopis, and they were not trying, but Kama was trying to defeat Krishna, and gopis also, but here Kama was fully defeated. Because Krishna unko dikhla diya, that he became out of sight. All gopis waiting there. When they were dancing and doing all these things, no bell here, but yet Krishna left them and all their friends, but yet to grant the Raj, but he. So it is the defeat of Kama. Whether this Kama be here or here, this mortal world or anywhere. Secondly, Rasa-lila is the best leela of Krishna. That he fulfills everything of gopis, and gopis fulfill the wishes of Krishna. And in Rasa-lila, the Rasa-lila was going on for a Brahmaratri. Brahmaratri, one kalpa. And it finished as if it was in a moment hence. Neither Krishna nor Gopis. Even Krishna can understand that how it passed for us. Usually, then it's very good. Don't try. In this Leela, all the pastimes, what has been described in Govinda Leela, or Krishna Bhavanamrita, or the book of Krishna Karanamrita, Kavi Karanapurita. Everything has been done. Everything. Indol Leela, you know?
Swing.
Singing part and both.
Noka Viva. Jal ke liye kar raha.
Jal ke liye. Something of water.
Water sport.
Marriage. False marriage with Lalita, Vishakha, and each gopi. And we cannot imagine even what pastimes have been done. So this is combination of all kinds of pastimes of Krishna. So this is best Leela, best pastimes of Krishna. It is only for Sukadeva. The devotee is like Sukadeva. Not for others. To remember. It will come as a chain. Not by trying anything for that. This we will try, but this Leela will not come. But for them, at the same time, it will come. So, it is for the devotee, for remembrance, like Sukadeva Goswami, like devotees like Shankar, devotees like Parvati, and devotees like more advanced than that. Uttam Mahabhava. It will not come in Kanishtha Uttam. They can only try and pray for this Leela. But then can something as it will come in their heart. And Samadhikari, that is like chant, it will come. And only those persons who have assisted praying, they have left this physical body and everything. No smell of any anartha. And having the taste for this, like Guru, Raghunath, and in the shape of Manjari's Mandi, Ashtati, only they can say, and they can train this. Shankar tried for this Leela, to himself. Arjun tried, they fell, they were expelled from that place. So we should imagine how Dhritarashtra Leela is. So, he is telling that Itham, first word is Itham. Itham means like this. Itham means like this. What this?
light as he has told in last chapter. What he has told? Two-faced Allah. Gopis heard the Vata Supesala. Vata means two, three words. Not only three. Supesala. Supesala means?
Charming. Charming. Most charming.
This is outward meaning. Supesala. Meaning that given in words?
Most charming.
This is out artificially. Supesala means to make like this. What is
it?
No word for in English for this word. Supesala. Only you have to understand. Supesala means you know avahitta? Avahitta you know? You not remember. You know?
Avahitta.
Hidden mood. Have to tell anything, hiding something, but it is more than apparent. And so sweet. Krishna told them, when you can do this is to pay salah. Having so many meanings, one are some hidden, some half unhidden, and some unhidden, so many meanings. Why you came here? What is the meaning? Krishna wants that you should tell me frankly, why that? Can they say this? Why they have come? If you are there, and Krishna is telling why you have come. Can you tell why you have come?
No.
This is not a fact that it can be openly told why you have come. Gopis ask Krishna, why you have called? Only they told. Why you have called me? Krishna can tell openly why he has called? He cannot call. Because there are so much hidden mood and fact that anyone can say, but both know. Gopis are also knowing and Krishna is also. Why Krishna is called and why they are called. They are silent. And these things are supesala. So sweet, so many meanings, so many things by hearing this, so many books are coming like web, coming and falling and again coming and falling. So many moods are coming constantly. Gopis are thinking, Krishna is saying, Krishna is some muskura rahe. Pagadi pari, kriya. Ekamna kate kano ko kanko se jete paare.
Masala kate kino.
So mother, Gopis to ask, are you? But they not told uttering. They told by eyes only. Krishna speaks, they are not answering by mouth, but they are, by their
feelings.
posture, face, eyes, and the color of face is changing. By love, by affection, all this. Comfort at that time, hearing this, try to smile, but they observe in themselves. Why Krishna is telling all these things? What is it? What is the mood of Krishna? Why is he saying? He is testing me, testing us. Or what is idea? They are watching. Then Krishna told them, oh yes, you have seen to return. You have come comfortably. Swagatam.
Welcome.
So I think there must be some disturbance in Braja. That is why you have come upset. Krishna sir and the help of Krishna. The ornament in this necklace was there. And that some of them has one eye kajal, not in other. The belt is dragging in earth, and they are upset. So, anything anamayam in Braja, anamayam means perhaps any demon has come and disturbed Braja. It is the fact, gopis are not. Then he asked, you have come to see the beautiful scenery of Prakriti. What is it? Oh, the next place. So brief. Gopis are singing in fifth sound. Mayu gopis pick up for dancing. Beli chameli jui kadamba. All persons. This should at once return to your home. Because your husband died. They have not taken their prasadam. Cops are trying to take meal. And cows are going hunkar as milk has not been taken. So they are killing
anything.
Gopis are only hearing from eyes not far from India. It means, what is the meaning? They are not hearing from here, but only hearing from eyes. What Krishna is telling, not going to say. Only they are watching the face and notes of Krishna. These are two pesala. These are three words of Krishna. Again he told, if you are not going, I am cutting your husband. It will be a very bad thing. In this world also and that world also. The person still abuses
And this is certainly a very bad thing. Whether this husband is good or bad, lame or anything, so much poor, he cannot do anything, ugly. Yet, woman's respect. All these happen. And they were thinking, these are very sweet. Gopis are thinking, why Krishna is calling? Most are coming and going. These are the people, but after that, when Uddhava came, Krishna met anyhow to put the gopis. After that, gopis blamed Krishna that why you told me us to go away. Then Krishna told that, also, to go, I have not told you, you are told, but I have told that to go away, the night is dark. There are so many wildly beasts, and you should serve your husband. Flatly he refused, I have not told. I told Abhor Ratri. Abhor Ratri means a lightning night, and Purna Chandra. I told, not Abhor, but Abhor I told. And Abhor Vish means a only deer, only
rabbit,
and only my sheep of Kokil. And I told you that you should serve your husband. Please your son, husband. Because I am husband of not only to you, of whole world, whether they should be female, male, beast, anything. I'm husband of husband of husband of all. So I have only two spots, that husband, that myself. So these are two basic words.
Crooked, sweet words.
Again? Gopis ask so many questions, 9 questions, 2 questions, you know, Gopis ask. What Krishna answered was also to say so sweet but crooked word, very pleasant word. Krishna told in answer the substance and power and substance of that, that I had not gone to anywhere with you. I cannot leave you. I was with you, but you are not. Because you are blind in affection and love. I was there, with you, to hear you all. But not in front, I was in back. But in back, you have no time to see in back and here and there. So I was not anywhere else, I was not oversight, and out of sight. And especially for this act of your kindness, I am better forever. And this only sweet word conquered Gopi. Gopis wanted to conquer Krishna. What is that another word, conquer? Defeat. But Gopis told him. By this word, that actually defeated. Because he wanted to defeat you by that you were first. Obstacle. Or Guru Grohi. And especially Krishna told the second thing. that if anyone loves or not to us, but if anyone loves them, whether sons or daughters or any disciple does not love Gurudev or father and mother, yes, they love them. And in this category there are two. First,
those who are merciful and those who are affectionate like parents.
But you are not affectionate like parents. You are above this. And you are only gopis are in this category. Whether I do love or not. So I am affecting you forever. And especially you have, by word, you have agreed. You have confessed that. So we think that Krishna is Bhagavan, but gopis are not feeling that Krishna is Bhagavan. Why Bhagavan? Sukadeva Goswami is realizing this fact that Krishna is Bhagavan. He is saying that Krishna has become less and less and thousands of as gopis were. Sukadeva Goswami is feeling in his heart that Krishna became so much. Not like Kayadeva. In Kayadeva, if anyone takes hand up, all Kayadeva took hand up. But here, Krishna became so much. He sees. He was in astonished that what here Krishna is dancing, having hands here. One doing like this, one in other form. Lacks of lacks Krishna with lacks gopis in lacks moves and lacks and substance activity. So it is not like that. Sukadeva Goswami is not saying that only one Krishna is going to all gopis. Because it is Bhagavata. Gopis are not feeling like, Srimati Radhika is not like seeing this. She is saying that, oh, he is with me also and he is with it. When I see towards her, it is there also. So he, Krishna is one. He is not more. If gopis are seeing that Krishna is with all gopis, then it would be as Aishwarya. Radhika is saying that when I see all, he sees. But a gopi sees that Krishna is with me only. Not with Radhika, not with other, not with that, not with that. So he is taken full of
after the
wonder ride. But any gopi has no wonder at all. No kandha, kandha.
Nila kandha.
Nila kandha.
Understanding?
So, in wonder itself, word came out. Bhagavatah. Gopya. Gopya. Gopya sutva sutayasaka. Sukadeva Goswami is saying as if they are standing before them. Why is he saying like both? So, because he is samadhi. The sense that he has grand rush, and not grand rush, but far away he is in the world. And he was out of his worldly senses there. And feeling that. I am in Vrindavan, am indeed. But Jamuna, and Rashi thinks, and she is Rashi, and thinks of these things as a fact was going on his eyes. No? He heard all these things, what I told before, and he saw that all the gopis are so happy. Jahau viraha jamsapam. Jahau means to be. Jahau. They washed their all paps. Paps means misery. Not misery.
Burning.
Burning heart. How? By that supesala vaja. So, supes, karma, and sweet, charming words. Yeah? Especially by three words. That I am defeated. I cannot be pulling.
I cannot be out of that. I cannot be retained.
This, and I was always defeated. Then Krishna met them. They saw that Krishna had met us. And they were so pleased there. But they had a fear that again Krishna may go. Again he can go. But Krishna told that I will never leave you. And I was with you. You are not seeing by blinding your eyes by love. You are blind. Premantha. You are premantha. So you could not see. So I was not. They उनके ऊपर विश्वास किया दे आर फेथ दे आर अलाइव ऑन दैट सो दैट पार्ट ऑल्सो वेंट अवे एंड पार्ट ऑल्सो वेंट अवे बिकॉज व्हेन दे वर सिटिंग ऑन द बेल्स ऑफ गोपी एंड वन इन हर हैंड हिज हैंड in their hands, some took his next hand here, some took the feet of Krishna on their heart, someone getting so much nectar and cold nectar from eyes from a distant place to Krishna. They were doing abhishek. I'm saying, you know, by sweet eyes move. And Krishna was aspiring some part and he was seeing from the corner of that gopi. By this, all the stars, they become so sweet. Tada anga upatita atisaha. Tada anga. Here Krishna anga. Tada anga means Krishna anga. But they took Krishna hands on their body. On their heart Krishna feet they took. And it was so sweet and so tanda. Cool. That it made Gopi's heart so much. So that is our mental. By the touching of Krishna anga, it may be that Krishna has what? Embraced them. Anyhow, they have aligned with Krishna all. And by sweet words, by sweet looking by his nose, by his confessing everything, gopis, all kinds of pap. And this was artist of Krishna. Artist means a
blessing.
Or, Krishna is blessing to gopis by this thing, by words and deeds. It may be that gopis have given artist to Krishna, blessing. Why Krishna has called them? To fill to the dishes? No? So gopi came and fulfilled all the wishes of Krishna in that. So here, gopis are giving blessing to Krishna here. And Krishna is taking blessing of gopis. It also denotes by this word. Here also, there are so many things which Jiva Goswami has told that Jiva Goswami are Krishna Singh. Vishwanatha Bhattacharya both has confessed this fact. We cannot explain all these things. They realize this fact. But those are some things which cannot be written or cannot be told. So a rustic Vaishnava praying this pastime, just to pray pastime. Pastime is not only past karma. It is like Purush Shakti. So it is Vyakti or Bhav, Dono Prakarta. It is Vyakti means?
Conscious personality
as well as feeling. Both. You know? Understanding? As what our karma, you know, our doing, have no personality. Even no satchit ananda. But Krishna pastime has personality and it is called Yoga Maya or it is called Sarup Shakti. It is a Vritti of Sarup Shakti. Vritti, you know? That is my first shakti ki vritti. Somebody clad me. Vritti means like a swabhav.
Nature
and the solution. So gopis become so rich then. Krishna thought that my ambition is fulfilled. This is just also. Now rush can be done. Why rush was not there? It was a shock. By Sobhagya, mother, and man. Sobhagya, mother. But now, man has also gone by superficial words, and Sobhagya, mother went by the staring, and all gopis attacked Radhika, that Radhika is superior than all. So they are Sobhagya, mother. And Radhika, man was. So now Krishna thought that everything has been clear and my work. Vishwanatha Chakravarti is telling
Krishna
Nothing more. Everything has been covered up. Krishna Chaitanya Thakur can be. You can know than that. You should be satisfied. Today, angry and unsatisfied training because I have given you so much.
Especially for me, and that is because we watch, waited for me for months.